From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A frantic travel schedule for both presidential candidates as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton crisscross the country trying to get votes in key states. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Saturday, Trump told supporters he has upset the establishment.
And this was an easy decision. I went from being the ultimate insider to being an outsider like they've never seen before. We are doing so well. This is a movement like they've never, ever seen before.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her marks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm, but she called for everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
As your Secretary of State, I traveled to 112 countries. I stood up for human rights, women's rights, worker rights, and LGBT rights. I have spent my career fighting for kids and families, and if you elect me, that's what I'll keep doing.
Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she will appear with pop star Katy Perry. Trump began the day in Florida, then went to North Carolina, then Nevada, and will end Saturday in Colorado. Newly released voting figures show that 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president. The U.S. military says this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before the airstrikes were called in. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.